Observations column, titled The Seat of the Beast, written by Pastor Bob Lawrence. Revelation chapter 16 describes the seven worldwide judgments as Satan's reign on earth begins to be shut down. Christians are to remember that as powerful as Satan is, God is yet more powerful. Today, and since Jesus' time on earth, we live in what is known as the church age. And in Colossians 1 verses 12 to 20, we read that Jehovah has turned all authority over to his beloved Son, Jesus. He is described as not only the living image of his Father, but the one who implemented the Father's plan of creation, and is the creator of all things in heaven and in earth. Jesus is the second person of God's triune being that stands in the midst of God's spiritual realm and earth's fleshly realm. Jesus translated God's will into physical reality. The how and why of these two realms was all decided ahead of time, but the inner workings of the Trinity keep it all in a balance. While Lucifer was created in the spirit realm, mankind was created in the fleshly realm of the earth. As our creator, we are Jesus' possession, and like an artist, a sculptor, or a potter, we are his design. Like all these, he has left his signature on us and given us free will that we might choose to be called his handiwork. Of the final three bowls of judgment to cover, we begin today with the fifth bowl, the seat of the beast. It is a look judgment of hypocrisy and false religion, of disappointments due to spiritual blindness. Since the sixth chapter of this book, judgments began to get increasingly more severe. Thousands, if not millions, have lost their lives for rejecting the love, grace, and mercy of Jesus. And people still refuse to repent. It is a Christ-rejecting world, and these judgments signify that God is not playing around, and Satan's rule must come to an end before his followers completely destroy God's creation, Matthew 24 verse 22. Mankind's only hope is in Jesus Christ. Hebrews 6 verse 19. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and that which entereth into that within the veil. The veil of the temple divided even the priests from the Holy of Holies. Jesus invites us into his holiness. You've been listening to the audio version of the Bobservations column, written by Pastor Bob Lawrence of Whitestone Christian Fellowship. Whitestone Christian Fellowship is a non-denominational congregation. Every Sunday, Pastor Bob walks us through the Bible, teaching line upon line and verse by verse. The church is located in the village of Victor, a little southeast of Rochester, New York, and if you are in the area, we invite you to join us. From upstate New York, Pastor Bob encourages all of us to immerse ourselves in the Word of God. Until next time, remember that Jesus is our victor.